My name is Jamie Atkinson, founder of podcastclosing.com, and this show is built for 6 and 7 figure entrepreneurs with podcasts who are looking to grow and scale their customer acquisition using that show. If you're a 6 or 7 figure entrepreneur with a podcast and you want to get featured on this show to talk about your own podcast journey, go to top100interview.com. Now over to your glamorous host, Brittany Chaterbuck, and don't forget to subscribe for daily interview content.
Marcus, you help business owners scale to multiple 6 and multiple 7 figures through YouTube advertising. Let's talk about this. What are your methods? What are your strategies? You're the expert in this area, and I can't wait to dive in.
Yep. So one of the biggest misconceptions about YouTube ads is that a lot of people think that, oh, it's not for me, or it's not for my business, or it's too hard, or whatever it might be. But that's all ridiculous. Because I work with all sorts. I work with local store owners, coaches, consultants, really anyone in any type of lead generation space. If you're already running Facebook ads, for example, right, to generate leads, you can basically plug in YouTube and it'll work almost straight away, right? And the great thing about YouTube is hardly anyone is using, right? Like 8% of advertisers in the US actually use YouTube advertising, right? Whereas if you look at Facebook, it's like 94%, right? It's a total slugfest in Facebook, right? So now, one of the reasons why so few people actually use it, right? Besides the fact that they don't understand it, is that the barrier to entry is actually a lot harder to get onto YouTube than it is on Facebook. So on Facebook, all you have to do is put up a catchy image or whatever and some text, some copy, and you can quickly create a Facebook ad and it doesn't take very long, right?
Yeah, simple.
Whereas on YouTube, you have to create a script. You have to shoot the video, edit the video, right? Now, if you're willing to put in the work to do that, and it's not very hard to do this, by the way, it's not very hard at all. But if you're willing to put in the work, right, the rewards are amazing.
So much higher ROI when it comes to YouTube ads and scaling through YouTube. Okay, let's talk about that.
Especially if you're already running ads on Facebook and you already have like a proven sales process and that kind of thing, it's so much better, so much better.
Thing compared to Facebook, right? So,
Correct.
I mean, you had a client that you actually worked with, and I don't know if you want to chat about this. You don't have to say names or anything, but you know, they 12x'd in 2 months. Now, did they originally have that Facebook ad running and going, or what was that? What did that look like? Yeah, how did they 12x in 2 months?
He was running a online fitness education course here in Australia. And basically he was doing Facebook and I think he was getting about 4 or 5x. Now, he'd been running Facebook for quite a long time, right? And so his account was fully dialed in, heaps of conversion data. And he came to us and he's like, hey guys, can you show me how to do YouTube ads? So yeah, no worries. So we did YouTube ads, helped him write scripts, helped him shoot his videos, that sort of thing, right? Showed him how to do it. Very easy to shoot a video, by the way. All you need is your phone, a lapel mic, and a little anti-shake gimbal thing. That's all you need, right? No fancy equipment. Anyways, so he created his ads, got them up and running. In the first month of running the ads, right? First month of running the ads, if I'm lying, I'm dying, right? He was getting about 4.5 times return on his ad spend.
Okay? In 1 month.
And the first 30 days.
Okay.
From running the ads, okay? By the end of 60 days, 2 months, okay, he was getting 12x. Now, the reason that is because of the targeting you can do with YouTube. Now, the targeting on YouTube is unlike any other platform on the planet, okay? So check this. So you can target, just say you have a big competitor, okay? And they're sending traffic to a specific funnel, for example, okay? You can go to Google. Now, if that competitor is worth their weight and, you know, the weight and salt, whatever, okay? They'll have Google Analytics on their site, okay? Now, if a website has Google Analytics on the site, Google is then seeing who's coming to that site. So then what you can do is you can say, okay, Google, because Google owns YouTube, right? Anyone that is visiting this site, right, or sites similar to this one, I want to target them with my video ads, okay? Or you can say, right, anyone that's searching these specific search terms on the Google search platform, I want to target them with this specific video, right? So if you know what websites your dream humans are visiting, if you know what search terms your dream humans are typing in the Google search, if you know what Google app, what apps your dream people are using in the Google App Store, okay, you can target those people with an ad specifically messaged and tethered for them, right? When they go onto YouTube next. Now, so besides the targeting, it's also the messaging in the ad. So on Facebook, for example, when an ad pops up, you just scroll, 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 right? And most people are on Facebook just to kill time, right? When people go to YouTube, they're used on YouTube to be educated or to be entertained, okay? Right. So you say you're targeting your competitors' websites, or you're targeting some software website that your dream people might be using, for example, okay? This particular lead goes to Facebook, so it goes to YouTube, okay? Your ad pops up. They then have 5 seconds. You then have 5 seconds to grab their attention, to call them out. You can say a lot in 5 seconds.
Right? Really? Hey, do a lot of people think it's opposite?
Well, I don't know. All I know is, so check this, right? So one of my favorite hooks, right? This is called the hook. One of my favorite hooks is your Facebook advertising turning your hair 50 shades of gray? Maybe you should try YouTube ads, right? Now, in that like 3 seconds it took me to say that, right? I was calling out my dream human, someone who was already running Facebook ads, who's frustrated with Facebook ads, and I'm putting the idea of YouTube into their brain, okay? So if you're running Facebook ads right now and you come across a hook, or if you're frustrated with Facebook ads right now, that's gonna go, huh, okay? Now you may not even listen to the next 20, 25 seconds of that ad, right? But in that next 20, 25 seconds, I'm gonna say, hi, my name is Marcus Vadine, and I help business owners generate an extra 6 to 7 figures using simple YouTube ads, just like this one. And then the next 90 seconds, I'm gonna show you how YouTube ads can do da, 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 right? And then I go into giving them value, 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 okay? You can't do that in a Facebook ad. You can't. So that's why a lot of our students and clients who are already doing Facebook ads, when they swap to YouTube ads, they see a much greater return because the messaging, the targeting, the quality of humans coming from a YouTube ad is going to be greater than something coming from Facebook. Now, I'm not saying Facebook's bad. Like, Facebook's definitely good, has its place. But the quality of traffic that comes from YouTube is much, much greater because it's... Wow. People are going to YouTube to be educated or to be entertained.
Yes.
So
people who are looking at Facebook, like you said, just scrolling, they're not actually looking for something. If they see something that they're curious, doesn't mean they're serious, and you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's why I love YouTube advertising so much, is because hardly anyone's doing it. Targeting's friggin' awesome. And the messaging's amazing. Right. And that's like, why else would you go anywhere else? So yeah, that's great. Why I love YouTube, and I sing its praises day in and day out.
Incredible, Marcus. Now, do you want to just run us through how you test, optimize, and scale even on a deeper level if there's anything we didn't talk about?
Yeah. So basically, when you first start running YouTube ads, right? And really, it's with any platform. You got to test audiences, you got to test creatives, and you got to test your landing page. Now, if you're running Facebook ads, for example, you have the advantage of you already have a proven sales process. So you know you know what the conversion rate is of your landing page, right? So when I first, so for example, when the online fitness education guy started with us, right? The first thing we did was we created some really cool, really great ads with good messaging, right?
Okay, yeah.
And then we took the ad that had like, we felt that was like the best ad. I had the best hook, right? I had the best messaging. And then we pit that ad against a bunch of different audiences, right? And then what we do is we go, okay, well, we were getting conversions from this audience, this audience, this audience, this audience, right? These other audiences didn't bite at all. So we got rid of those, right? And so then in the future, those proven audiences, right? We would then test new ads against those audiences to see if those ads would get people to bite as well. So you
kept using the same audiences to see if that worked.
Correct. So I would test new ads. So new ads to audiences that I knew already converted.
Interesting. Okay. Makes sense. You already know that they're converting. Let's try new ads.
Exactly.
Okay.
So the messaging and the ad will be the same. Well, very similar, but the hook, it'll be the hook that'll be that'll change the most, right? Because the most important part of your ad, it's not the story or the close, it's the hook.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's the biggest needle mover. So what you can do, right, is you have like one story and one close, right? And all you'll do is you'll just swap the hooks out in the video. So if you have 10 hooks and one story and one close, right? You can quickly create 10 different ads.
Right away. Yeah.
Right away. And if you have like two stories and 10 hooks, you can quickly create 20 ads, right?
This is so cool. Like, you know, you have to have that hook. You got to have that several different hooks and that's
it. Exactly. So you want to have all sorts of hooks. And the funny thing is a lot of business owners, when they're doing ad, they don't split test enough. You know, the top 0.1% of businesses, right? They test 11 times more than everyone else, right? So they split test their ads, their creatives, their images, their videos. They split test their landing page headlines and colors and images, VSL versus fetch and long form, or all sorts, 11 times more. So that's why when you're doing YouTube ads, you always have to be testing different ads. And really, it's different hooks.
Regardless, yes.
One hook can mean the difference between, you know, a $400 book call and a $100 book call, right? That's the difference that a hook can make. So
these hooks are super important. Like the ROI they can create, like, it's huge. So making sure to test them out, right?
Yeah, that's it. So for example, right, perfect example is the online fitness coach, right? I was talking about earlier. So here in Australia, right, we had like this Queensland versus New South Wales rugby match. And so this was going on at the time. And so he created two different ads. One was going to be based in Queensland and one was going to be based in New South Wales, right? So the ad running in Queensland was of him holding up the New South Wales jersey saying, "Hey, I was here shopping at local store looking for toilet paper," right? And he's holding up, referring to the New South Wales jersey as toilet paper, right? And then obviously in New South Wales, he's holding up the Queensland jersey and calling it toilet paper. They killed it, man. They absolutely killed it. And so, and it's just a hook. just that first 5 seconds. The rest of the ad is all the same, but that first 5 seconds just completely changed.
So the number one thing to focus on is that hook.
Yes.
Wow. This is incredible.
I mean, you still want to give good value, right? Like,
of course.
You know, the best way to help people is actually help people, right? Mm. And so your story is, you definitely need value in there. You know, here's the top three things that you can do right now to increase your sales. Here's the top three things you can do right now to lose weight, whatever it may be. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here's the number one thing you can do. In the next 90 seconds, I'm going to show you the number one thing you can do. Right. And then you actually give them help. But it's the hook that's going to draw in the right people and push away everyone else.
So right. We want to eliminate everyone who's not a fit. Disqualify themselves already by seeing it, right?
Exactly. Exactly. The skip button is your best friend. Okay. Love to it. Okay. Skip button's your best friend. Okay. So basically, that hook I told you earlier about Facebook ads turning your hair 50 shades of gray.
Yeah.
Anyone who's not running Facebook ads
won't understand.
They're not skip.
Yeah,
good. See ya. Bye. I don't want to talk to you. Okay.
It's true. And your time is so valuable too. You only want quality leads coming through.
Exactly. Exactly. And so that's what I could go on about this, but yeah, that's why I love YouTube ads, is because it's just, there's nothing like it out there. There's literally nothing like there's TikTok, but you don't have the targeting on TikTok. Like, you can target income brackets with Google, right? Mm-hmm. So you can target the right person at the right time who has the money to invest in your product, for example.
And who doesn't want to do that? Who doesn't want to attract their ideal client? So I honestly think almost every business owner needs to use YouTube. Like, we need to become familiar with our hook and get going.
Even if you're a local business. So just say you're a local business.
Okay. You know,
like, we work with a company called Tackle World, right? They're a local tackle shop here in Mandurah, where I live, right? And Ash, the owner of Tackle World, he comes up to me. He says, "Hey, Marcus," I saw him in Subway, right? I was in Subway. He comes up to me. He goes, "Hey, Marcus, I've seen some of your YouTube ads. Can you help me with YouTube?" I said, "Yeah, of course." So anyways, so we helped him create some YouTube ads. Within like a month and a half, he was having people coming in going, "Oh man, I saw your ads on YouTube. Oh, I saw you had the special going on, this Christmas special that I saw on YouTube." So he knew it was working, right? He would have people who lived a couple miles away, didn't even know he was there, come in and say, "Oh, I didn't know you guys were here until I saw your YouTube ad." Right. So even if you're like a local business, right, and you have a client, and like the value of your client is relatively high. So, I mean, obviously, if you're like a bakery or something like that, you know, like lawn mowing, maybe like that's probably, it's probably gonna be a bit too expensive for you. But
right,
if your client's worth, like, if you're the lifetime value of a client or a consumer, whatever, is like 1,000 plus, mm-hmm, right? You could do YouTube ads. YouTube ads. If you're like a local business, usually if you're like a coach or consultant or want to get leads online, you probably want like 2,000 plus for lifetime value to make it worth your while. YouTube's just,
the way to
I don't know. I'm a bit biased, but I do love it.
I think YouTube is great as well. Marcus, I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to come on my show and talk about all of this. We haven't yet discussed this on my show, so I'm super excited to have you on a second time. I wish my episodes were longer, but we'll get you on a second and maybe a third time as well. I want to give you the next minute here, Marcus, if there's any last bits and pieces you'd like to share that we just didn't have the chance to cover over the interview. Now would be your time. And of course, the best way to connect with you.
Yep. So look, the number one thing that you can do for your business right now, I don't care what type of advertising you're doing, whether it's Google search, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, whatever it may be, okay, is you need to always be split testing your sales process. Okay. Find out where the bottlenecks are. So you make sure you have your like tracking set up and measure everything. Right. So, and what's that going to show you where the bottlenecks are inside your sales process. Okay. And usually the biggest bottleneck in someone's sales process is a landing page. So make sure you're constantly trying to improve your landing page, the conversion rates, and track everything. Like track everything.
Metrics are so important. All that 110%, data.
110%. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to get in touch with us, just visit titanmarketer.com. And we have some training that you can book in or look at that, some training, or you can book a $97 strategy call with us, which we'll look at your business and we'll tell you if you can be, we have marketing calculators that will tell you if you'll be profitable with YouTube ads before you even start. Right. So
this is beautiful.
Yeah. So yeah, Marcus, titanmarketer.com.
Titanmarketer.com. Amazing. Marcus, thank you so much for today. I can't wait to get you on for a second episode, like I mentioned earlier. There's so much more to talk about, and it's really exciting. So I appreciate you. And group, if you're listening and enjoyed, please like and subscribe. If you're a 6, 7, 8, or 9-figure entrepreneur and want to come on the show just like Marcus did today to talk about, you know, what is unique in your business, what can you teach us today, please go to www.podcastrebels.com. Thanks, guys. Thank you, Marcus.
Thanks, Brittany.
Hey everyone, I hope you really enjoyed that episode. As always, if you want to listen to more daily interview content, make sure you subscribe. And here's three ways I can help you in your business for free. One, check out my video on how we're building a pipeline that produces 30 plus prime sales calls every single week using podcast setters and a basic interview funnel. And this is actually how I was able to quit social media forever. You can go to podcastrebels.com/setters. Two, if you're a 6 or 7-figure entrepreneur with a podcast, we actually want to interview you on one of our top 100 shows. Head to top100interview.com. And then three, download our podcast closing formula. It shows you how to create a podcast sales team that books out your sales calendar each week using the podcast closing client attraction method. And you can go to podcastrebels.com/podcast formula. Now at podcastclosing.com, we help 6 and 7-figure entrepreneurs with podcasts create a system for predictable client acquisition without relying on paid advertising or social media by building out podcast sales teams. Now, if you want help turning your podcast into a high-ticket client acquisition machine, then book a call with our team to see how we can help. Go to podcastrebels.com/chat. All right, guys, we'll see you in the next interview.